Time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for you very low so you can achieve this without doing so much. Remember this famous scene from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off where Ferris and Cameron and Sloan, that trio, they're in downtown Chicago after borrowing Cameron's father's Ferrari.
Yeah, they take it for a little ride.
And they take it to a valet.
Uh-huh. Okay, listen, I want you to take extra special care of this vehicle, okay?
Hey, no problem.
Great.
Trust me. Sir.
He's like, trust me.
Trust me.
Come on.
Yep.
Come. Yeah, and then reluctantly, Cameron gets out of the car.
Relax.
Oh, boy.
Come on. You fellas have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, and so he's like, nothing to worry about.
Nope,
and then the very next scene.
I'm a professional.
He drives off.
Quickly.
And then.
See what a Finsky can do to a guy's attitude?
His friend jumps in the car in the background.
Joyride was and that.
Yes. And the valets take the Ferrari on a joyride
OMG
around Chicago. I bring up this epic scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off because this is a part of our setting the bar story.
Oh my gosh.
If you can manage to make it through the day without recreating that very scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off and take a rare sports car out for a joyride when you're trying to be fixing it, you're doing okay.
I'm guessing somewhere the story goes heinously sideways.
So this is in Connecticut. The owner of this rare 2018 Chevy Camaro only has 989 miles on it.
Ooh.
Very rare. Took it to a dealership for some kind of service, right? Gave explicit instructions that the car was not to leave the lot, you know? This car is here for service and service only. That's it. That didn't happen.
Oh, no.
So the service advisor.
No, no.
And another employee.
The service advisor? That sounds like a boss title.
Yeah, they recreated Ferris Bueller's Day Off scene.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Floored this rare Camaro at about 90 miles an hour. Lost control.
Oh, gosh, if you're not, you know, used to handling a car like that with that kind of power.
Crashed it into a guardrail. So now the car had been appraised at about $100,000, right? It was a complete loss. The driver of the Camaro was, I'm not sure if it was the service advisor or the other employee who was driving it at
but
the
it
time.
It was totaled.
Yeah, but they got ticketed for the car. However, the dealership that they work for much bigger trouble because the guy is now filing a lawsuit.
Gigantic lawsuit.
No word on the damages, but safe to say it's probably going to be worth more than $100,000.
Oh, they called Top Down Low!
Top Down Low!
You had this rare sports car! And they took it out for a joyride! They ran it into a guardrail and towed it!
He wrecked it!
But it's okay!
I'm calling Top Down!
You're about to get paid! Oh my God.
Yeah, so when life imitates art.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That is your setting the bar story.
That is not professional.
No, it's not professional. Had they been professional and just fixed the dude's car, we wouldn't even have a story.
Wouldn't be here.
No. All right. That is your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.